Emotions running high in Game 1 of a Saturday doubleheader between the Astros and the Mets in Houston. The Astros' first game back at home since the Hurricane Harvey disaster. Astros get right to work in the first.
2-0 pitch, swing and a drive to left. That's a base hit by Altuve. Springer scores, going to second and stopping there is Bregman. And on at first with a line drive RBI single to left is Jose Altuve. And Matt Harvey's in some difficulties here early on. Three batters in, it's 1-0 Houston, and still nobody out. 2-1 the count. Now the pitch, curve, line to right. That's going to be a base hit, and it's headed towards the warning track. Tyrone plays it, then bobbles it on the track. Bregman scores from second. Altuve coming around third. Relay throw to the plate by Reyes. The slide, safe at the plate. Two-run score. Gonzalez goes to second. 3-0 Astros here in the first inning in Houston. 2-1 pitch. Line to right, that's a base hit. Along the line, Tyrone up with it, around third, Gonzalez. He comes home to score, standing, and on at first, with an RBI single, is Cameron Maybin. It is not happening for Matt Harvey in this first inning. 4-0 Astros, only one man out. The 0-2 hit deep to left, down the line, on the way, gone, a home run. George Springer with his 30th home run of the year. A line drive into the Crawford boxes. Those are the seats above the big out-of-town scoreboard in left field. Scores Kemp ahead of him. And Matt Harvey just can't get anything accomplished. It is 6-0 Astros here in the second inning and nobody out. All right, well, Tommy Malone, the rest of us, deals 1-0. And there's a high fly ball hit to deep left. Nimmo back and this ball is gone. A home run high above the 362 mark, and the yellow line above that sets off some indoor fireworks, which are always pleasant.
Astros pick up the 12-8 win in their emotional return to Houston. Charlie Morton defeats the Mets for the first time in 8 career starts against them, turning in 5 innings with 9 strikeouts. In his return from the DL, Matt Harvey turns in the shortest start of his career, departing after just 2 innings and 7 runs allowed. The Mets fell to the Astros in Game 1 of their Saturday twin bill at Minute Maid Park by a 12-8 score, but clearly, this game was about so much more than just baseball, as the Astros returned home for the first time since the Hurricane Harvey disaster. Here is Mets skipper Terry Collins.
Well, it's certainly, again, you know, if we can bring a distraction to what the town's going through, certainly we're up for it. You know, we've been through it before, obviously, in our city, so we know what the feeling's like, and tough atmosphere to play in when you're a visitor. But you know, we got another one to play, and we got to get ready. I thought his delivery was good. Obviously, I got to get his command down. But again, step one, it's just nice to see him back out there. Well, I don't think you can concern yourself right now. It's about getting him back in shape and getting him on the mound and making his pitches work for him, and you know, having him locate his off-speed stuff a little better. And those are the things that are going to, you know, that are key when you're pitching, and when you haven't pitched in 4 months, you know, it's not going to happen overnight.
With rosters expanding in September, two young Mets arms made their major league debut in Game 1 of Saturday's doubleheader with the Astros. Here is both Jacob Rehm and Jamie Callahan on their major league debuts.
That was a lot of fun. I mean, I've been wanting that since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It was cool to actually go out there and settle down and throw strikes. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, that's a really good lineup out there that you were able to, you know, do pretty well against. I mean, were you gaining confidence with each passing batter?
I guess you could say that, yeah. I mean, really, after I threw the first strike, I just kind of felt like, okay, you know, here it is. I got the feel. I just started trying to pound the zone, and the more the game went on, the better I felt.
How soon after you get traded do you think to yourself, okay, I got a shot to make my debut pretty soon here?
I didn't really think about that. Yeah. I mean, I was just excited. I mean, being involved in the trade, something I never had happen to me before. So when it happened, it was just cool to see my name in something, honestly. But no, I didn't really think about that.
Yeah, do you have like any expectations for like the next month for yourself? Or, cause, you know, obviously there was a need for like relievers and bullpen help in that sense. But do you see that? What do you see the next month, like an opportunity to prove yourself to them?
This next month, I'm just trying to have fun. I mean, this is my dream. It's come true. I'm just going to try to throw strikes and see what happens. Not really thinking about anything.
Oh, it was it was the greatest thing ever, man. You know, the adrenaline was kicking, you know, just trying to be out there and soak it all up. It was the best. It's what, you know, what you've been waiting for all your life. It's really cool.
Yeah, how tough is it to control that adrenaline first time out there?
You know, it's pretty tough, but you know, you just take a breath and step back on and, you know, get back in there.
What have you been working on this season in AAA?
You know, just, you know, commanding all three of my pitches in the zone and, you know, just really finding out who I am and just, you know, building on my strengths.
What are those strengths?
You know, found the zone early with my fastball and then being able to put guys away with my slider and my slider down in the zone and, you know, just getting that down and then being able to repeat that over and over.
Do you have anyone here?
Yeah, my family's in town. They flew in this morning.
Parents and?
Yeah, my parents, my brother, and my fiance, and my sister. So I got to get the whole crowd.
After some so-so outings rehabbing in the minor leagues, Matt Harvey made his not-so-triumphant return on Saturday against a stacked Astros lineup. Harvey turned in the shortest start of his career at just 2 innings, giving up 7 runs, as the Mets fell to the Astros in Game 1 of their twin bill by a 12-8 score. Harvey commented on his rough return to the major leagues.
Well, I think there's, you know, others than what happened. Obviously, there's some bad habits mechanically that I've continuously brought into outings. You know, obviously going, it's frustrating because going through, you know, the rehab process and coming back from multiple injuries, you feel like you can do all the work you can in between starts and go out there and throw really good bullpens and hit your spots, have good mechanics, throw everything right, and then you get in the line of fire, you get out there and you get into a game, you get your adrenaline going, and you know, bad habits start creeping back in, which is pretty much what happened today. But you know, I went back, I've looked at some video, I looked at, you know, today's start, pretty much every pitch I threw, and you know, I think I found what the bad habit is and finally kind of realize what that is, and you know, that's the positive that I take out of that. And, other than being healthy and ready for my next start, I think you know, doing what I can in between starts and facing hitters next time to try and flush those bad habits and you know, go out there and bring what I have that I've worked on and be able to attack hitters, which I'm not able to do right now.
What specifically is that bad habit that you were talking about?
You know, there's a few things, but I think the biggest thing is trying to get to home plate by using my legs way too much instead of letting the mound and the natural slope of the mound do the work of falling towards the plate. I think right now I'm trying to be, you know, a drive and dive type pitcher, and that's, I don't know if it's a bad habit I got from not having any feeling in my arm or weakness or what that or whatnot, and trying to do too much. But you know, the biggest thing for me is to stay tall and you know, just let my body and arm do the work instead of trying to do so much with my lower half.